Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Yes, and thank you for listening to another installment of Reading the Word. We're going to begin a new series today, and with this, sometimes when I do programs and preaching like this, I try to be culturally appropriate, i.e. talk about things that are coming up in the near future, and sometimes I just do them as I see fit needing to cover a topic. Happening later this year is an event that happens every 4 years, and that will be the Summer Olympic Games. And so for the next handful of weeks, I want us to think of us as Christians. We have an Olympic game that we are participating in ourselves. So this will be the beginning of our series on the Christian Olympics. And I'll tell you, when I preached this the first time at Wood, it was composed of 3 sermons. And so we'll see how that works here. But I will promise I will present the same information from God's Word. We're going to begin this with part 1. As we think about Olympics, we are going to be preparing to run the race. We can't just start running. We have to prepare. And we're going to take our scripture text for much of our study here from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I will be reading from the King James Version of God's Word. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 26, Paul says, "I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I bring under my body, and I keep my under my body, excuse me, and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." You know, when Paul was writing this first letter to those at Corinth, he was containing a lot of correction. In chapter 9, Paul's talking about the freedoms that he possesses there in Christ Jesus, yet he also speaks about how he tempers those freedoms by considering those to whom he is preaching. His ultimate effort, he wants to reach the lost with the gospel. And Paul says that he would be willing to sacrifice his own freedom in order to do that. And then he uses illustration to close out the 9th chapter, which is why we're using it as we're beginning to talk about the Christian Olympics. He's going to use an illustration of one competing in the games. He says, "Now, they are competing for a corruptible crown, but we are competing for an incorruptible crown." So Paul speaks of how what he does is necessary so that he can run the race. And win the crown. He does this by bringing his body into subjection. He tells his body what to do, how to do, and when to do it. And for this lesson and the ones after it, I want us to answer the question as we prepare to run our Christian Olympics: what do we need to do to prepare to run the race that's set before us? First and foremost, might I suggest, we need to have the proper attitude. You know, attitude, honestly, attitude is everything. It's important when we're running a race. Statistics will show that the person that says, "I cannot run this race," guess what? They won't, because they don't have a can-do attitude. In order to run the race, we must be determined not only to run. Friends, we need to be determined to finish the race as well. You think about starting, you can't just stop after you hop over one hurdle, but you have to keep going. So friends, before we can even run our race as a Christian, we must have a can-do attitude. And to do that, we must be willing to hear the gospel with a view toward obedience. Jesus Christ says, as he's closing out his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7, 24 through 27, Jesus Christ says, "Therefore, whoever hears these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Jesus Christ, talking about building a house, he equates that to building your life on a good firm foundation. We have to be willing to hear. Jesus Christ goes on to say in Matthew 11, verse 15, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Of course, you're thinking, well, Brother Justin, everybody should have ears to hear. And that's the point. He says, since you have ears, you better hear. Jesus goes on to say in John chapter 10 and verse 27, he says, "My sheep, they hear my voice." He says, "And I know them, and they follow me." Now, as Christians, we are the sheep of Jesus Christ, but are you listening to his voice, or are you doing everything in your power to avoid it? I would encourage you to be following what he said, not ignoring it. James says in James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, one of my favorite passages in the New Testament, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Friends, we need to have that proper attitude. We need to be willing to hear what he said, but we also must be willing to count the cost. Jesus Christ says in Luke 14, starting in verse 26, we'll go through verse 33. He says, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest, haply, after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and he was not able to finish. Or what king, going out to make war against another king, sitteth not down first, counteth whether he be able with 10,000 men to meet him that cometh with 20,000, or else, while the other is yet a great way off, sendeth an emissage and desires condition to peace. So likewise, Jesus says, whoever he be of you that forsaketh not all he hath, he cannot be my disciple." And also Revelation 2 and verse 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Friends, we're going to have to pause here. We will take a quick break and hope you will join me on the other side as we continue reading the Word about the Christian Olympics.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you for sticking around as we are continuing our examination of the Christian Olympics. As we're talking about having the proper attitude, one final thing we need to think about that is we must be willing to hear the Lord and do his will in our life. Jesus Christ says in John 7 and verse 17, "If any man do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself." Of course, Christ was speaking about the Word of God. An Old Testament reference for you, Micah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. "But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Friends, we must be willing to hear God's word and apply it. We must have the right attitude as we prepare to run the Christian race. But secondly, after we prepared, friends, we must have the proper nutrition. Now, I'm going to tell you now, and if you know me, you know this is not a stretch. I am not a runner. You will not see me running unless I'm running from something, as much as I hate to say it. But, you know, a runner is not going to get very far if he hasn't fed his body the right things. For instance, runners need carbohydrates for energy. They need protein for strong bones and strong muscles. And they need water for lubrication and for cooling. Friends, we need the proper nutrition to run the Christian race. Of course, I'm talking about Jesus Christ. He says in John 6 and verse 35, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." So when we're eating the proper nutrition, we need to make sure that we have the bread of life in our lives. He says the same thing in John 6 and verse 48, "I am the bread of life." One of the seven I am statements Jesus Christ makes here in the book of John. You need bread. Friends, you also need milk and you need meat. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, Peter says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow Thereby, we as Christians start out on the first principles, as they're also called in God's Word, the basic teachings, the basic foundations. Then we grow on to want meat. Also, the Hebrew writer chimes in on this, Hebrews 5 and 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So we need the bread of life, we need milk and meat, but we also need the water of life. Jesus says that in John 4, 13 and 14. Jesus answered and said unto her, the woman at the well, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Revelation 21, verse 6, he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Jump down to chapter 22 and verse 17 of Revelation. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst say, come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water freely. Friends, we need water. We need milk, we need meat, and we need the bread of life. Now, all these metaphors teach us we need to believe on Jesus Christ and be learning his teachings as we would eat bread and drink milk and water, and as we eat meat. Friends, Jesus Christ says in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, Matthew 5, verse 6, for they shall be filled. We also need to realize and believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He says in John 6 and 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. And also John 8, 24, he says, I said unto you, therefore you shall die in your sins if you believe not that I am he. He says, you shall die in your sins. So as we prepare to run the Christian race, we also need to have the proper nutrition, the proper attitude, and finally, in this part of our study of the Christian Olympics, we need to have the proper training. Friends, a runner isn't going to last very long if he does not properly train. Running is a sport, and if you ask anybody that runs, or if you run, and they'll run once a day, twice a day, if they want to run 2 miles, they'll first run 1 mile and get at that, get good at that, and then keep going. They must purge their bad habits, develop good habits. They do this, they practice, they need steadfastness, they need discipline. And also, any good runner will tell you, you must be willing to end your pain. It's a daily regimen. People don't just decide if today's Friday, they don't just decide, oh, tomorrow I think I'm going to run a marathon. And with no training, they will almost kill themselves in doing so. Friends, we as Christians need that proper training to run the Christian race. What am I talking about? First, it's self-discipline. This is what Paul's talking about in our lesson text, 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Consider also what he says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 13. For if ye live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Or if you kill the deeds of the body, he says, you will live. He's talking about self-discipline. He also echoes that in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others. Let us watch. Let us be sober. We need to have self-discipline, friends. We also need to have endurance. James 5 and verse 11, behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. We need to endure just like Job. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal joy. We need self-discipline. We need patience. And friends, we also need we also need patience. Luke 21 and verse 19, the Bible says, in your patience possess ye your souls. We need patience. But through the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, temperance. Also Revelation 14 and verse 12, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Friends, we must have patience, endurance, and self-discipline. We also must be willing to repent of our sins and change. Luke 24:47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Also, Acts 17:30, at the time of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. So we need to have the proper attitude. We need to have the proper nutrition and the proper training. And that's where we'll draw the line in the sand as we're beginning our study of the Christian Olympics. I hope you'll join me next time. We're going to start with how we also need the proper attire as we begin to run this race as a Christian. Friends, thank you for listening to Reading the Word. May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.